Who'd you like better, Bull or Roz? Carol Leifer is 48.
Roz tried out for the Celtics.
Betty Thomas is 56, who I thought was Carol Leifer.
She's the Hill Street Blues lady and the director.
Is she?
She did the Stern movie.
Jerry Van Dyke is 73.
Funny.
Coach. I've been to his hometown. And now here's some spare birthdays.
A wounded animal.
What's his hometown?
Somewhere in Arkansas. No, no. Which I thought was weird, because on a drive once we pulled off because there was a sign that said Jerry Van Dyke's hometown. So we figured, okay, there's a great tourist attraction. But if you were his hometown, wouldn't you want to call yourself Dick Van Dyke's hometown? Wouldn't you think that'd be the bigger name?
Did they both live there?
Yeah, probably that's...
I think they did.
No. Then it's Dick Van Dyke's hometown.
But was this in the heyday of Coach? When Jerry moved to first place there for a couple days.
It was closer to the heyday of Coach than...
Minnesota State. Ooh.
The Screaming Eagles.
I always wondered how they could... The entire football organization was run by... Coach.
Luther Van Dam, was that his
Luther
name?
Luther Van Dam and Dauber.
Michael Dubinsky, who was
a giant
who
retarded
was originally,
man.
He was a graduate assistant at first, remember?
The whole outfit was run by
those
three.
Yeah, a retarded guy, a dwarf.
He wasn't a retarded guy, he was just
a
football player. And then they really jumped the shark because they went to the NFL, remember?
To like Miami
they did?
Or something?
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No, I stopped watching it.
Oh, that's the way it ended a year or two. Yeah. They maybe went two seasons.
I think he took a job in Southern Florida.
Somewhere in Florida, like in Jacksonville or someplace like that.
Do you think that was realistic? You know how you'd pick apart playmakers for the sideline scenes?
You know, the coach's office like overlooked the stadium. It was like in a suite or something at the suite level of the stadium. It was really bad.
Marvin Barnes, 52.
Marvin?
Peggy
Boxer,
Fleming.
Baseball,
56.
Football.
Who's Marvin
horse racing?
Barnes.
NBA.
Oh.
Mm.
Giant Beaver.
Peggy Fleming, 56 still.
Skate.
No one?
Hot.
Skate.
Hot.
Hot?
Yeah. Am I thinking of Dorothy Hamill?
Yeah.
Probably. I think so.
No, is Bump Wills, 52.
Former Ranger great.
Because this is claiming Bump Willis is 52.
Well, it's Bump Wills, son of Maury.
Of course it is.
Former Ranger great.
52 sound right?
Well, how old is Bump Willis?
52.
Oh, okay.
Be quite a coincidence if it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Enrique Wilson. Well, 29.
He's a current Yankee great.
Dun, dun.
I'm not doing that.
Lord.
Yeah, he played for the Indians.
You might need to pull that.
And Jason.
He said pull that.
Jason Woolley is 35.
Who?
Jason Woolley.
She doesn't get Woolley.
You know what his distinguishing point is?
No.
Fights?
He's white.
He ended game one of the Stanley Cup Finals at Reunion Arena with an overtime goal. Back to you, Corby.
The year we won?
Yeah.
We. Like I cared.
Indeed.
You skated exceptionally well.
Thank you.
Born on this day, now dead. Alexandre...
The Great.
Dumbass.
Dumai.
Leo DeRocher.
Wait, how do you spell that dumbass?
Did you ever see Shawshank?
Yeah.
That's where that's from. D-U-M-A-S.
Okay.
Duma. Excuse me.
You're
where
so
was I?
Leo DeRocher.
Hello? Leo DeRocher. Thank you, Rich Phillips.
You're welcome, Dan McDowell. Back to you, Dan.
Dead on the stage, still dead then. You've got your Shah of Iran. Hmm. You've got Reggie Lewis.
Ooh, Bob.
Can I give you a Lynchburg anecdote, by the way?
About the Shaw?
Yeah, no. We had a guy at my radio station in Lynchburg whose name was Doug Shaw, but his air name was the Shaw of Rock and Roll.
Oh, man.
By the way, I met a guy.
Although, maybe he was the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
Bona fide badass.
Okay.
Pardon the interruption.
Okay. And the final dead on this day, still dead, of today. He died on this day 1 year ago. And maybe this is why Greg isn't here today. Remembering Bob Hope.
It's already been a year?
1 year ago today.
You anticipated the death so much, you thought it just happened?
This is very Andy Kaufman-esque of Bob Hope.
If he's not really dead?
I think that he may return in 20 years.
And murder more cats with those laser eyes.
Where's Tyler? Did he take the day off, or is he still...
What's on bad radio today?
Hey, Mr. McCumbo.
Oh, my God. Thanks.